Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, welcome to you on this Friday. We hope you're at the end of a marvelous week heading into an awesome weekend. We are at the end of a two-week series by Derek Prince on the fear of the Lord. And one of the things I love about Derek Prince's teaching is he always tells us how to increase in the things he's teaching. What are the keys for growing in it? He doesn't just teach the abstract concept, but he teaches us the practicalities of growing in the things he teaches. And today he's going to talk to us about how to cultivate the fear of God. Let's listen.
I'm going to outline for you in my talk today four important steps which I believe will lead you to this desired and desirable conclusion, the fear of the Lord in your life. The first step is found in a passage in Proverbs chapter 1 that I have referred to more than once already. It's one of the key passages in connection with the fear of the Lord. I'm going to read from Proverbs chapter 1, verses 28 through 30. A passage, as I say, that I've already read. In this first chapter, in this passage, wisdom is personified. That's the wisdom of God, representing God himself, in a sense, and is making an appeal to men. But wisdom indicates that many men turn down this appeal and reject wisdom's offer. And so, in that connection, wisdom goes on to say in these verses, "Then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me." See, well, there was a time, wisdom says, when I was calling on them, but they wouldn't answer. The next stage will be when they call on me, but I will not answer. Then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me. Because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would have none of my counsel and despised all my reproof. I've pointed out already, but it's so important that it needs to be emphasized yet once more. The fear of the Lord comes by a choice, by a decision of the will. These people did not enter into the blessings that wisdom was offering them because they did not choose the fear of the Lord. So in order to enter into the fear of the Lord, the first thing you have to do is make a definite personal choice. You say, "Lord, I choose to take the course that will lead me into the fear of the Lord. Whatever it means, I'm willing. I make this choice. I make this decision." If you're listening to these words and you've never made that decision, why don't you make them right now? Say to the Lord in your heart, "Lord, I make this choice. I choose the fear of the Lord. Lead me into it." And there'll be a great change in your life from that moment onwards. Then the second requirement there, which is also stated in that passage, is accepting counsel and reproof. Wisdom says of these people who did not find the fear of the Lord, they would have none of my counsel, my advice, and despised all my reproof. They were uncorrectable, unteachable. So the second step is to be teachable. First, to make the decision, then to be teachable. And there are two main sources of teaching to which I want to direct you. Well, we could say in a way three, and I'll point them out to you in succession. Step two is turn yourself to the first source of teaching of the fear of the Lord, which is the Holy Spirit. We've already looked at the passage in Psalm 34:11, where the Holy Spirit, on behalf of God, is speaking to God's children and says, "Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord." So in order to enter into the Lord, we have to be willing to be taught by the Holy Spirit. And in order to be taught, we have to listen. How many of you who are parents have tried to teach a child something and become aware as you're doing so that the child isn't listening? And it's impossible to teach a child who isn't listening. And it's just the same in our relationship with God and with the Holy Spirit. If we're going to be taught, we have to listen. It's very impolite if somebody is seeking to speak to us and we turn away and ignore them and don't receive what they're saying. And I'm afraid that many, many times God's children are impolite to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is seeking to speak to us, but we've got other ideas, we've got other priorities, and so we don't hear, and so we don't learn. So let me strongly recommend to you that if you've made the decision to seek the fear of the Lord, then you turn yourself over to the Holy Spirit. You say, Holy Spirit, be my teacher. I really want to listen. Help me to hear. And as I hear, help me to learn. Cultivate sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. Without that, you will not find the fear of the Lord. He's the guide. He's the teacher. He's the one who speaks to the children of God and says, come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
More to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
It's said what you fear becomes your God. If you fear poverty, or if you fear the opinions of others, or if you fear disease and sickness, those things all become your restrictive and oppressive God. But the good news is, there is one fear that brings true liberty and ultimate peace. In his video teaching on DVD, The Lord's Treasure, The Fear of the Lord, Derek Prince reveals that the fear of the Lord is a treasure God is ready to give to each of us, containing more blessings than we can ever apprehend. And now you can get this classic and empowering teaching for only $10 or more. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, 888-737-0771. Receive the Lord's treasure into your life. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us online at derekprince.org.
I'm going to continue now with step three to attaining to the fear of the Lord. Step three turns us to what I call the second source of teaching, which is human ministers. I want to quote two passages from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7 and verse 17. Each of these passages speak about our attitude to God's ministers who rule over us. Some people in churches today don't like that word rule, but there it is. God has put men of His choice in the body of Christ to rule and to fulfill other functions. Some people have the attitude, well, I'll listen to God if He's anything to say to me, but I don't have to learn from men. I remember trying to counsel a lady once. She'd come to me for help, and I was trying to tell her what I believe God was requiring of her, and she actually said those words. Well, she said, if God has got anything to say to me, I'm willing to hear. But by implication, she wasn't willing to listen to what I had to say to her. Well, I believe God was speaking to her through me. And you need to bear in mind that God does teach His children sometimes, very often, through the ministers that He's placed in the body of Christ. It's no good saying, well, I'll listen to the Holy Spirit, but I'm not going to accept teaching from men, because you're tying the hands of the Holy Spirit. You've got no right to do that. The Holy Spirit may say, well, I'll teach you, but I'll teach you through your pastor. I'll teach you through that evangelist. I'll teach you through that Bible teacher on the radio. And you have to be willing to accept the Holy Spirit's teaching by whatever channel God makes it available to you. So let me read these words in Hebrews 13, verse 7 and 17. Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. And verse 17, obey those who have the rule over you, and be submissive, for they watch for your souls as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. So God has placed in the body of Christ men who rule, men who set an example of faith, men who speak the word of God, and men who watch over our souls. And it's of the greatest importance, if we're going to learn the fear of the Lord, that we submit to such men wherever God places them in our lives. You see, it says in Ephesians 4:11, He, the Lord Jesus Christ, gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry. God has put those men in the body to help us become the kind of people He wants us to be. Now I must move on very quickly to step four, which is the third source of teaching, which is the Word of God itself. And I want to read now from Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, some very beautiful words. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your heart to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Notice the closing promise in verse 5. Then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. They go together. God reveals himself to those who fear him. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him. If you want to find the knowledge of God, you have to enter into the fear of the Lord. Now, in the previous four verses, the writer gives us certain conditions or steps we have to take if we're going to find the fear of the Lord through the study of his word. Verse 1, he says, "Receive and treasure my words and my commands." Verse 2, "Incline your ear, apply your heart." That means a teachable attitude, undivided attention, listening most carefully to what God is saying to us. Verse 3, he says, "Cry out and lift up your voice." That's earnest, importunate prayer. Prayer is one of the requirements for entering into the fear of the Lord. And verse 4, he says, "Seek and search as for hidden treasure." Jesus spoke a parable about treasure in a field, and he said that a man who wanted the treasure had to buy the field first. There's a price. Then he had to search in the field for where the treasure was. And when he found where the treasure was, he had to dig it out. There was a lot of commitment and a lot of hard work involved in finding that treasure. And the treasure that we're talking about is the fear of the Lord. It's there in the Word of God. But you have to go God's way to find it there. So take another look in your own time at Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. In fact, why not order these messages? Because you're going to need to hear these truths again and again.
I can't urge you enough to listen to this last teaching on cultivating the fear of God as often as you need to. Really, this is important stuff. It will radically change your life. And listen, we want to continue this conversation. We hope you'll check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/DPM Legacy. facebook.com/DPM Legacy. Well, that's all the time we have for this week. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again next week as the legacy continues.
For more information about anything heard on today's program, give us a call at 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Visit us securely online at derekprince.org.